Nice rack. Without a reliable way to hold your work whilst woodworking will quickly become frustrated. Whilst I'm a firm believer that a lot can be achieved with an old nail stuck in your bench top, I have always felt that a good face vise is key to being productive. A poor face vise, on the other hand, is more of a hindrance, and at this point you're probably thinking about the dreaded rack. Your vise nips firmly at one end, but it's wide open at the other, and the harder you try, the worse it becomes. You're suffering from a racking vise, and your work is slipping even though you've barely started the cut. Is this a fault of the vise, or is the vise being used wrong? Chances are it's a combination of both, and it's an issue that will only get worse. Fortunately, it can often be solved quite easily. In fact, there's little reason to dread it at all. Rack is natural to all face vises, but it is perhaps most noted and feared with a traditional horizontal type like I opted for in my own English bench. Unless your work has any specialist requirements, then I always feel that a face vise of any style will serve you well. And most good bench designs will be compatible with them all, so you should feel free to choose. I went with a traditional style on this bench because I like it. It's easily as capable as any vise, looks a charm, and gave an opportunity for a lot of teaching throughout the build. At no point did rack give me any concern. So long as you give it some clever thought with the design and fit your vise robustly, the rack will be controllable and very minimal. And so long as you use the bloody thing correctly, that small amount of rack will become your friend. It should be noted, though, that there is such thing as a shite vise. Generally, these will have a very skinny steel thread with guide bars either side that prevent you from getting your work close to the screw. Adding friction may be your best bet if you're looking for an improvement. Simply lining the jaw with some suede will help. It's not a big job, and to be honest, I would never use a vise that wasn't lined. In most cases, I line the jaw and not the bench. A good vise will have a large screw in which you can get close to. Whilst wooden screws are old, traditional, and look like one of those beautiful but inconvenient features bettered by modern technology, they're actually brilliant. They're more like one of those traditional features at its peak, but replaced by something whose manufacture is cheaper and quicker. Or at least that's true as far as woodworking vices are concerned. I love their huge diameter and coarse thread, which engages and grips with minimal movement. Wooden screws aren't essential, but they are almost certainly better for a big robust face vise, and much better where racking is concerned. I should mention quickly the usefulness of rack. When we have a tapered leg, for example, we'll be miffed off when the whole vise is rigidly square and refuses to grip. And as a hand tool woodworker, stuff is really perfectly square or parallel on all sides. In my experience though, a well-built vise suffering from rack is a signal of poor usage. We are woodworkers and don't need to squeeze the sole out of every workpiece or get it immobilised ready for the torture of our tools. Instead, refine your technique. Before blaming your vise for its unforgivable rack, you might want to check that you're not in the following vicious cycle. Over-tightening your work, as though squeezing blood from a stone. Overwhelming and damaging the vise's components with every tug and pull of the handle. Increasing the rack inherent to your vise through overwear. Over-tightening your work that little bit more to compensate for the new wear. Poor practice is probably the biggest cause for our obsession with power-gripping vises, and yet the fault goes beyond over-tightening or even positioning the work away from the vise screw. Always position your work as close to the screw. That's its job. I'm thinking also of the tasks we consider the face vise to be useful for, and understanding how we can help it to be our aid. There's very little reason, for example, that you should put a piece of work in the vise and then mortise it. And face planing in a face vise, you've got a bench top for a reason, and a woodworker with very little practice will soon be able to plane against a single stop. And why saw along the length of a bench with a piece held vertically in the vise with nothing preventing it from slipping from side to side other than the grip of the jaws, when you can turn the piece around and yourself 90 degrees and saw against the bench top, requiring very little grip from the vise? Once you realise that a slight change to your working habits or practice is completely changing the dynamics of what your face vise is needing to do, you will open up the possibilities of such a wonderful array of beautiful vise forms. Build it well, treat it well, and stop losing sleep over rack.